Next item, request for public hearing 15 pertaining to Sharts.
Thanks. I know I'm up here somewhere.
Mr. Gillingham, good day, sir.
Good day, Commissioner and Associates. Why am I not finding this? I saw it earlier. I know it was there. Pardon? I looked at it once I sent it here. Popular tag. Is this even the right section?
Is it in your folder?
It's in the presentation folder. So it should be here.
Do you need to find it somewhere else?
Well, I found it when I sent it here.
Okay.
Maybe you can. Well, maybe I sent it to the wrong location. I can.
There you go.
I knew I saw it. Okay. Why'd you disappear on me? There's got to be another way in here. Sneak up behind it.
We've got an IT man back here I'm paying good money to. Dave Lego, can you come up here and take a shot at this? You got it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
See, Dave, all I had to do is call you. There you go. You pretty good.
This will take less time. Okay, this is a request for public hearing. It's a proposal to amend Chapter 4, Back 20, 490, pertaining to sharks, to revise the minimum recreational size limit for Atlantic short fin makos. The purpose of this request is to comply with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's Coastal Shark Management Plan. The issue is conservation of the short fin mako shark resource through uniform enforcement measures in both federal and state waters. Staff recommends the commission advertise for an October public hearing to amend pertaining to sharks 490 to modify the minimum size limit for short fin mako sharks for recreational fishermen. Specifically, the staff requests advertising a 71-inch straight line fork length minimum size for male short fin mako sharks and an 83-inch straight line length minimum size for female short fin sharks.
Okay, boy, that was...
Any questions?
Just one. I should have read up a little bit more on it. Nope. I presume that the mako is in good shape and everything is...
No, it's not.
What I thought.
And that's what then, ICAT determined in 2017.
Yeah, okay, well...
And it's a global organization. It's not coastwide. And we're now...
Loaded question. Yeah. What? I mean, I understand the necessity for uniformity and enforcement. I'd rather we... Anyway... We can advertise for public hearing, then I can talk then. So anyway, any questions?
I have one question.
Go ahead, Mr. Tanker.
So you get hold of one of these sharks, how are you going to determine male, female?
I had no idea, yes, sir. Here's a generalized figure of a
shark. Oh, it'd have to be you, Ed.
This is a pelvic fin, and this in the side view is what's called the male clasper. Sharks are one of the few groups of fishes that do have internal fertilization. This is the female underside. This is the vent area. There's the anal fin. And this is a male. At 71 inches, a male shark is mature, and this is pretty obvious. I would offer that a person is more likely to misidentify the species of the shark than say this 81-inch fish is actually, this 75-inch fish is a female.
I think you ought to just cut the leader, but anyway.
Or when in doubt, throw it out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You sound like you were prepared for this. Seemed like you were prepared for that question.
I've got more.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. Any questions? Mr. Ballard.
And maybe it's for public hearing next month, but just anecdotally, I hear talk of Mako's all over the place. Tuna fishermen getting heads bit off, not able to bring tuna into the boat. Is that the same species, or is this
probably not? It sounds like it's primarily hammerheads and maybe duskies, but I wouldn't put it past the Mako shark. I mean, they're probably the fastest of the sharks, and they do. Tuna is on their major item on their diet, but their numbers are staggeringly lower. I mean, 75 to almost 80% is what the projected reduction is needed to start rebuilding. And even though these are recreational measures, the whole commercial fishery operates in federal waters, and that's the crux of the case. Fish really aren't in state waters except when they're landed. And they've curtailed the pelagic longline fishery too. It's closely monitored with an observer, and only if the fish is dead when it's brought on board are they allowed to keep it to try to cut down dead discard. So, I mean, both, they're looking at it on a global nature.
Okay. I can say it's not going to be a very, anyway. Any questions?
Yes, sir.
What's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to approve the advertisement for public hearing.
Motion made by Mr. Tank to approve staff's request for public hearing pertaining to sharks. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Lewis, thank you, sir.